Hundreds of boats are docked at downtown Kodiak's St. Paul Harbor. In one of them lives a 74-year-old Japanese man who left his recycling business in Osaka to travel across the Pacific Ocean. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield visited with him.
Katsumi Murataka's friend, who had made the trip before, told him that by sailboat, going from Osaka, Japan to Dutch Harbor only took 25 days. Murataka spent 44 days at sea. With help from translator Kazu Barnes, Murataka explains that he wasn't prepared.
He thought it is a simple trip, and he heard it is a simple trip. So he didn't have enough food. He didn't have enough supplies.
So what did you do?
So 何をしましたか? 水がないし食べ物なくなって。 He had a vision. So somebody sitting beside him, and because it's not enough food, not enough greens, so he has kind of a vision. Somebody singing beside him.
Oh, delusion.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Vision, yeah. So he was just praying, don't tell me, jump into the water.
Before Murataka arrived in Dutch Harbor, starved and delusional, his boat, the Only You, had suffered engine trouble and a torn sail. He says that though the first leg of his trip was very dangerous, it was also new and exciting.
Hard.
It was difficult.
Hard. Trouble every day.
何が大変でしたか? 何が大変?波?
He loves to travel.
He sails in all Japan. So no place to go in Japan. So he is looking forward another world.
After Dutch Harbor, he came to Kodiak, where he's been for the last 2 months. The same friend that told him it took 25 days to get from Japan to Alaska told him about Kazu Barnes, the one who is translating for him. He said there's a nice lady in Kodiak who knows Japanese, and she'll be able to help you. Meanwhile, the 74-year-old is taking English as a second language classes at the college and prepping his boat for the next leg of his adventure. He's been sailing around Japan for over 35 years and had seen pretty much everything there was to see there. After Kodiak, he plans to circumnavigate the Pacific Ocean, stopping in Vancouver, San Francisco, Tahiti, Australia, Indonesia, and finally returning to Japan. He expects the entire trip will take 2.5 years. Murataka says he's happy to be wintering here.
Kodiak and many wonderful people in Kodiak. And many people help him.
I'm Jennifer Canfield.